Good morning and welcome to our first attempt at a digital recording of a service said in private but on behalf of the whole benefice and as part of the celebration of church worldwide during these very difficult times. And although we are obeying the guidance of the Archbishops of Canterbury and York and Her Majesty's government, and so we're not gathering in collective worship, in public worship, as required. We are, however, trying to find ways at which we can share the word of God and to celebrate all that is good in the world, as well as to intercede for all the hardships that people endure at this time. Prayers will be said daily by the clergy on behalf of everybody, and we're exploring ways of sharing this more widely among the community. Digital resources are already available online, and there are prayer cards in all four of our churches. So do please feel free to take a copy for yourself and indeed for a neighbour. And on this Mothering Sunday, we remember all those who've mothered us in any way, those who have cared for us. And if you do go into one of our churches, you will find a vase of flowers and an invitation to take a single bloom. Use that to remind you of the brightness that those people have brought into your lives. Use it as a focus for prayer, giving thanks for the way that human beings, the church, and indeed our biological mothers, as well as God who mothers us. Jesus described God the Father as like a mother hen gathering her chicks around her. Please also look out for the virtual services being provided by the Church of England through their website, churchofengland.org, and on their Facebook. As we pray together today, we pray for all those suffering from fear and anxiety and through sickness due to the coronavirus and because they're not coping well with the isolation and the social separation required of us all. We also remember there are many other parts of the world in which there is great suffering. Thank you for listening to this service, and you can find the words of our liturgy on our website at bridgechurches.org.uk.